This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking about Peoria Players' production of To Kill a Mockingbird with director Laura Garfinkel. Performances begin next Friday and continue through Sunday the 20th. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Laura, this has been a big year in the media for Harper Lee for several different reasons. When Peoria Players decided to do this production, though, it was before any of that news was out there. Can you tell us why they decided to pick To Kill a Mockingbird for this season?
Sure. To Kill a Mockingbird is an American classic. And as our audience may or may not know, Peoria Players does a year of mostly musicals, but they always include one play. And in the past, we've done wonderful plays like 12 Angry Men comes to mind. And so To Kill a Mockingbird was picked because it is an American classic, and it was felt that it would be so great for the season. Now, this play was announced in 2014, actually, I think about February or March of 2014, so way before To Set a Watchman was published and way before, of course, Harper Lee's passing, which was, about a month ago. So, yeah.
Now, I'm just curious if all of that news that we've had about Harper Lee, about her death and the publication of Go Set a Watchman, has that created a buzz around the production or within the production that you probably had no way of expecting?
Yes, Nathan, it has, actually. Monday was the first day of ticket sales for the general public, mm-hmm. and they were flying out the door. So it is pretty exciting to look at this and think, wow, we have got a lot of interest from people. First of all, when you ask people about To Kill a Mockingbird or you say that we're going to be doing it, everybody says, oh, that's my favorite book. I mean, mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe how many people say that. And then on top of that, this second book was published, which there is a certain controversy about, which I'm sure everybody knows about that. And so then when we heard about the death of the author, that was even more talked about. And there have been a lot of articles about the play, about the book, about the author. And so it is an incredible time to be doing this play.
And is that also a topic of conversation inside the production? I mean, between you and your cast or between your actors?
Well, to a certain extent, we certainly have talked about it and exchanged information. The actors are busy doing things like learning their lines. And you know all about this as someone who does theater yourself, Nathan. So they've been pretty busy with just learning the lines. It is a play which has a lot of lines. Again, we're not talking a musical. There are no songs. It's just people having incredible conversations. Obviously, everybody knows about Atticus, mm-hmm. the attorney, the lawyer, and his daughter Scout. And it's a wonderful play. It was written by Christopher Sergel in the late 80s, and he mainly focuses on the trial because obviously it's a big novel and. Mm-hmm. You know, he couldn't include everything. So a lot of it, a big chunk of it is taken up with the trial scene.
And can you talk a little bit about the narrative voice throughout the play? We have Atticus and then we have Scout, but then there's also this narrative voice that helps to tell the story.
Yes. One of the actors is the grown-up Jean Louise. And, of course, Jean Louise Finch was Scout when she was a child, and now we have the young woman who is Scout grown up, mm-hmm. and she's referred to as Jean Louise. And it's a great way to do this because obviously you couldn't include all of the exposition and the narrative. So we've got Jean Louise who is narrating the play, the story, and then the other actors are acting out certain scenes from the book. But it's wonderful. And Amy Sanders plays Jean Louise, and she's doing a fabulous job.
I'm glad you brought that up because when we think of the novel, we certainly think of the plot of the novel. But what we sometimes forget is that so much of the meaning of the novel is derived from the older character looking back and reflecting on the story. And without that element, the play would the play would be missing something. It would be one-dimensional as opposed to two, or two-dimensional as opposed to three.
Very much so. Yes, I agree. And with the having the character of Jean Louise narrating, we are then able to focus on all of the different characterizations and the different scenes that we have in the play.
Now, the play does deal with some racial attitudes that were prevalent in the 1930s that most of us would reject today. Is that something that, as a director, you need to be careful in how you approach it, both with your cast and how you present that to an audience?
It has been very, very difficult. The N-word is used in the play. And we have put a disclaimer, because we felt we had to, that there is adult language. Mm-hmm. Some of the characters are extremely racist. There are others who are supportive and who are loving and good, like Atticus and his family and some neighbors. But yes, we have certainly had to work around that. In fact, there were some people who had asked me, are we going to actually say the N-word? And at the time, I wasn't sure what to say. And then I realized, well, of course we are, because that's the whole point.
Right.
It's a play about racism. And yes, this play is about racism in the Deep South in the 1930s. It takes place in 1935. In a very highly segregated small town in Alabama. But unfortunately, there are still real issues today that have never gone away. And it's even more important to do this play now, today, so that people can realize that our history is so important, and it's very important that we realize what is going on and try to end the prevalent racism that we have today still in our country.
Now, you mentioned that much of the play takes place in a courtroom, or during the courtroom scene, telling that part of the story. As a director, what are the challenges of bringing an audience into a courtroom setting when you're working in a proscenium theater style?
That is a great question. And actually, the playwright tells us what to do. Wasn't that nice of him? The audience is the jury. So everything is done out to the audience, which enables everybody to see and have wonderful sight lines on our proscenium. It's very interesting, because when Atticus addresses the jury, he addresses the audience. And it works really, really well.
Mm. Because so much of the play is taken up with the courtroom scenes, you need more than just good staging to make that work. You also have to be very good about your casting. So can you talk a little bit about some of the roles that you've cast and what it was you were looking for in those parts or in those actors?
Well, as I mentioned, Amy Sanders is the grown-up scout, and we have a wonderful young woman, Samantha Ryan, who is 11 years old, who is playing Scout, and her brother Jem is played by Spencer Larson. And their little friend Dill is Gareth Mitchell. And we also have a wonderful actor, Juanita Williams, who is doing Calpurnia, the housekeeper. And I know I don't have time to list every single person in the cast. They're all wonderful, though. Charlie Brown, who is well known to local audiences. He was perhaps most recently, was he in Les Mis, Jean Valjean in Les Mis. Charlie has extensive acting experience and directing experience. It's hard not to think of the movie, but I think he really has worked so hard to embody the character of Atticus Finch, and I'm very, very pleased and very proud with what he has done with that character.
Laura Garfinkel is directing To Kill a Mockingbird at Peoria Players Theater. The show opens next week, March 11th, and continues through Sunday, March 20th. Laura, thank you, and break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Also opening this weekend at Cornstalk Theater is the play Bug by Tracy Letts. It's directed by Trevor Neff, with performances this weekend at 7:30 p.m.
And the Bradley Symphony Orchestra is in concert with the winners of their Concerto Aria competition. Works on the program include the first movement of Weber's Clarinet Concerto, some selections from The Messiah, and the final movement of Ebert's Flute Concerto. That concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Dingledine Music Center.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to subscribe to our weekly podcast for a longer version of this interview, go to peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.